Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Time to take back your pastures from the parasites with Long Range, the first and only extended release dewormer that takes just one dose. One dose for up to 150 days of effective parasite control. One dose for more weight gain in your cattle and more dollars in your back pocket. So this grazing season, send parasites packing and see your animals packing on the pounds. Because while there's a lot you can do for your cattle's health, nothing has greater economic impact than relieving the parasite burden. Ask your veterinarian or Behringer Ingelheim sales representative about season-long parasite control from Long Range. Or check out thelongrangelook.com.
Federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian for use in cattle only, not for use in humans or other animal species. Keep out of reach of children, not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age, not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or indel calves. Post-injection site damage such as granulomas and necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment, not for intravenous or intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
Today's cattle futures were extremely strong here. We finished the March feeders up $1.82 at 140.40. April feeder cattle 205 higher at 144.65. The May's up $1.80 at 146.90. And August up $1.15 at 153.95. September feeders 90 higher at 154.77. And then the live cattle were $1 higher in February as that contract converges here. It's 116.62 up a buck. The cash market was 114 bid today, and I didn't see any trade in addition to the 114 bid. April live cattle the next month out were 97 higher at 122.17. The April contract was the strongest all day long until the other contracts seemed to catch up right at the close, with June up 85 at 119.97 and August up 92 at 118.45. Midday boxed beef was 241.40 up $1.11. Select down 64 cents at 229.89. The slaughter yesterday was 122,000 up from 91,000 last week, but 123,000 last year. So the slaughter is catching back up. And last week, the reason for the slowness was just the weather being so poor.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Quartermaster Creek Angus is holding their spring bull sale February 24th, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma, selling 135 two-year-old bulls sired by breed-leading AI sires, all rugged and ready for heavy service. Also, 60 two-year-old commercial pairs and 40 open yearling heifers. Genomic EPD information available on the bulls. Look for our sale book online at quartermastercreek.com. For more information, call Mike at 580-445-8275. Quartermaster Creek Bull Sale, February 24th in Leedy.
Well, the grain futures also higher today with corn up 4 to 7 cents. That December corn, the new crop corn, continues to make new contract highs as we go forward. Same with the new crop beans. The November beans up 16.5 at 12.38.5. Kansas City July wheat was up 13.25 at 664.5, and then Chicago wheat was up 10.75 in July at 667.5. Cotton also higher today. May now the front month up 102. It's at 93.62. And so we're really watching that cotton as the next couple of months. Of course, we'll be planting the cotton crop. A lot of people, especially in Oklahoma, have that really, that's a really attractive price as it makes new highs, more attractive than corn and soybeans, at least for us here in western Oklahoma. But we gauge ours off the December cotton. It's up 91 at 87.66. Still a really good price. I know a lot of people would just do anything for 90 cents, and we're within less than 2.5 cents away from that. Right now, the Dow Jones is up 400 points, 31,890. The S&P is up about 37.5. And one thing to note is late in the day, it looks like the Federal Reserve System is having some issues, some technical issues. I'm not sure what that means to the markets overall.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.